You know, when Allah says I in the Holy Quran, most often than not, the situation demands that the oneness of Allah should be stressed there. So, Allah uses the word I in relation to Himself. And when there is the word nahnu or similar words indicating the plural are used, they mean that the whole kingdom of Allah is involved in that task. And the phenomena of nature is also employed for that particular purpose. So there nahnu means a kingdom, like the kings and the great emperors, they are singular, yet they use the word nahnu, we. That shows that they are telling that we are not alone. The whole kingdom is our servant. And whatever I wish, that would be the wish of the entire country and of the entire kingdom. So to emphasize that point of power, the word nahnu is used. And this is a common usage in every language. So if you now read the Holy Quran with greater attention, then you will find you understand what I mean. There are very definite significances of the use of I as against the use of nahnu.